It's WMFO, Medford, 10 a.m. at Tufts Freeform Radio.
After I recorded with...
91.5 FM in Medford. So we can't use Spotify anymore, which is what I'm used to. So all the segues and stuff that going to something else, it's like really confusing for me today because I'm playing from other sources and stuff. But it makes it interesting. All right, so let me tell you what I played here in that last set. Loved the new noise. Guided by Voice is one of my favorite bands ever. They put out a lot of stuff. Really good stuff. And their latest is called Sweating the Plague. That was the very second. The Posies after that, kind of a classic in my head, from Frosting on the Beater. Could have been written today. It's cold. Dream All Day was that great track. David Bowie from Hunky Dory, song for Bob Dylan. Guadalcanal Dallery, just a great, really underappreciated band. And there's so many great underappreciated bands, right? That was called Hang the DJ in 1987. Wait a minute, maybe I don't like them so much now. I'm sure it wasn't about me. That was Litany, open parentheses, Life Goes On, close parentheses. Again, Guadalcanal Diary, great stuff. And Red Cross was the fifth song on the set. My favorite song on the set, by the way, because I get to play stuff and I get to tell you about it. That was called Mess Around, came out in 1997, and it's from an EP of the same name. Just cool power pop band, Red Cross, REDDKROSS. Good stuff if you like the power pop, and I know you do, because you're cool, and cool people like that. Yeah, I know they do. Okay, so it is 10:02, and I have new noise from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. It's the title track from their new EP, I believe. This is called Wandering Star. Brand new noise here.
Anger about
at WMFO, you know, what I thought was, in Medford.
You know, it's an unfortunate situation. I had some romantic.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
WMFO, Medford, 10:17 in the morning. Mike here on the mic. How you doing? I'll be here till 11, playing a bunch of freeform stuff for you this morning. Hope you're having a good time. I certainly am here. I wish the heat worked. Had to say something. But anyway, wonderful set there, I think, if I do say so myself, as I'm patting myself on the left shoulder there. Started off with the new noise for that set. It was new from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Brand new release from them called Wandering Star. Then, great band that, it's another one of those bands who are just not given enough airplay. Split Ends from a collection. It's called History Never Repeats, the best of Split Ends. That was I See Red. Such a great band called Sugar. They had an excellent record called Copper Blue that was Helpless. Matthew Sweet, after that, from the 100% Fun CD that was Sick of Myself. And just ended with Teenage Fan Club from their CD called Man Made that was Slow Fade. All right, at 10:19 in the morning, I want to play a five-song set of bands that have something to do with the International Pop Overthrow Festival that's been happening this week. It was Thursday, Friday, and will end tonight on Saturday night. I'm going tonight and went Thursday night. I want to play a couple of tracks, like I said, from either bands that are there, going to be there, or have something to do with it. And I want to start off with Dave Charles, who will be playing a second this evening. This is such a great track from this talented guy. This is called Not Gone here at WMFO.
Take a suitcase for yourself. Say I can't believe
to perhaps take the blame in the old restaurant booth with the long wolf tooth spit upon me by the eyes around. Well, I know I sound selfish, but I just can't deal with this. No, I'm just a boy, not your father. What about him? Does he know mama struck you down? Little girl of mine, who hurt your face so fine, made your eye go blind, little girl of mine. You know it hurts me too, and I know what to do in order to help you, little girl of mine. Let me across the street, the old parking lot where we meet for a midnight escape to an hour someplace, cause that's the best that I can give. Why are you so strong? Don't you think it's wrong for you to be braver than me? Through your dark eyes I see I got no stomach for the tides of life. Little girl of mine, who hurt your face so fine, who made your eye go blind, little girl of mine. You know it hurts me too, to not know what to do in order to help you, little girl of mine. Little girl of mine.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 10:38 in the morning. Mike here for about another 22 minutes or so. How you doing? Hey, just found out that Liz is going to be here for some month of women at 11, so don't go anywhere because she'll be here. Yay. Okay, so let's see. What did I play? I played a bunch of tracks from either bands that have been, will be at tonight, the International Pop Overthrow Boston Festival, or had something to do with it. Let me explain. I started off that really cool poppy power set with Dave Charles. He's doing some music now again. It's been a while. Just getting acquainted with his music. That's called Not Gone. Looking forward to seeing him and his band tonight. Glowbox, who played on Thursday night and blew the roof off the dump. Just unbelievable from their Fossil Fuel record that was Moonstone. And speaking about great power pop, we had never heard of this band. They're called V as in Victor. And they put out an EP back in 2018. That was called Little Girl. They're from Western Mass. Never heard of them before, but they absolutely rule. Again, V as in Victor. Smitty Smitty, who didn't play, but he sat at our table, so I figured I would play some great music from him. That was from last year's album called Just a Modern Guy. That was Fez-alicious. And ended up with the band that's going to end up the night tonight, The Brigands, Mike Stewart's band. Will be playing at midnight and ending the night, like I said. That's from their Night Patrol CD called Super Sonic. What a crazy good set, huh? This is why I love the power pop. Okay, so I want to continue with new noise from our friends Infinite Sonic, who I always joke are from Chelsea by way of Wakefield, by way of, you know, I mean, Bogota, Colombia. That's where he is. But they've got a new record out called Alpha, and this is the new noise called Asphyxiate. Brand new noise here at WMFO in Medford.
As the rain falls down, it soaks my skin, slips between street. They called the fireman to break down the door. Jack just jumped from the second floor. Jack bounced twice, fell on his head. Anybody straight would surely be dead. But Jack's on drugs. Jack's on drugs. Jack's on drugs. Jack's on drugs. Everybody come on. Jack's on drugs. Jack's on drugs. Jack's on drugs. Jack's on drugs. Shirtliff, Andrew Mazzoni, Alan Devine, Pat Wallace, Steve Sadler, Peter Wolf, Chili Curtis, and Pat Hamill. Thanks very much.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford, 10:55 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'm going to work my way out of here and have Liz come sit in the squeaky chair. First, let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with new noise. It was Infinite Sonic from their EP called Alpha, brand new stuff called Asphyxiate. Sting from a recent record of his called 57th and 9th. That was Petrol Head. The late, great Asa Brebner and Friends. That was live. Appeared on his record called Abbey Load. That was Jax on Drugs. The great, wonderful special guests. That was called Apathy to End the Day. And we are lucky today because I am sitting right across the way from the aforementioned Liz. Hi.
Hey.
How can you live up to that introduction?
I don't know. I don't think you knew. You don't know my last name, so it was really just my first name. You're really going off that last letter.
How do you know?
What's my last letter initial?
I just might know everything about you. You never know.
It flows really nicely.
Yeah?
Lizzie B.
Lizzie B?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Should I call you that from now on?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Lizzie B up next for something about the women. What's going on with you?
Not much. Yeah, I went to my cousin's wedding last weekend, and as a DJ, when I saw that he had a 7-piece brass band, it was sadness all around.
Why?
Well, they tried to do a version of Usher's Yeah, and if anyone who's listening knows Usher's Yeah, you just cannot sing it and perform it live with a 7-piece brass band, and it was just so sad. But the girl, the main singer, sang a lot of Aretha and a lot of soul, which was really good.
Ah, so that makes a lot of sense as to what you're going to start with today.
True. Yep. She sang this song at the wedding, and it was great.
And was she better than Aretha?
No, but she was pretty dang good. I think my grandma actually thought it was Aretha, so.
Very nice.
You know?
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate it. Stay warm and stay tuned for Liz next on Something About the Women here at WMFO in Medford.